Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. He's been keeping an eye on the reaction, the political fallout from the Trump conviction last week. We're also going to talk about the economic impact of illegal immigration. Scott, good to have you here.
Always great to be with you, Loman. Thank you.
First of all, last week we recorded before the Trump verdict was in, so now it has sort of sunk in for the week now. What do you see the impact of the Trump verdict as having on the presidential race?
Well, the bottom line is that there are a lot of really disgruntled voters because they feel like there is lawfare going on and not the rule of law. Nobody is above the rule of law, but nobody's below it. And what happened with President Trump was a sham verdict created by a judge and star testimony from a convicted liar. And honestly, it just seems like the political witch hunt into Donald Trump from his adversary, President Joe Biden, is sort of unrelenting. And, you know, that's got a lot of people that are really, really concerned about what the future of America is, because this is the first time really in our nation's history that it's exceeded to this level where you had 34 felony convictions. The judge in this case is clearly a liberal. His family is connected to Democrat donors. And he's actually been a small dollar donor to not just President Biden, but other Democrat groups. And that takes away the impartiality of our judicial system. This week, we had Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. And he was asked, have you ever given to a political candidate before? And he said, no, that's against the law with the federal government. But the reality is that there's still a state statute here that they don't want these judges creating political vulnerabilities and jeopardizing what the judicial system and our justice system actually looks like. So I think that Judge McCann certainly should have recused himself. He certainly shouldn't have been presiding over that sham trial. Ultimately, hopefully, Trump will receive his real justice from the United States Supreme Court. In all the states, there was initial polling over the weekend, and it said, oh, you know, 10%, 15% of Republicans think we should have a different nominee. These are still the Never Trumpers, the Nikki Haley voters that are going to vote for a Republican candidate over Joe Biden at the end of the day. And what they didn't show over the weekend was a head-to-head race between Biden and Trump in that poll. So I think when that information came out later this week, what it actually showed is Trump is still doing very, very well in all the swing states, like your state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, like Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia. You've also got states, Arizona, Nevada. Trump is doing very, very well.
This past week, the issue that appears to be dominating, sometimes even more so than inflation in the economy, which is clearly right up there with the concerns of the American people here, Scott, is illegal immigration. We just had a discussion with Jake Novak about that. But one follow-up that I wanted to have with you, what sort of economic impact has all this illegal immigration had on our economy?
Well, the radical left that are trying to change the fabric of America by accommodating a 10 million illegal alien invasion on our southern border, they're gaslighting the American people right now. And they're saying these illegal immigrants are contributing in a big way in our economic recovery. I don't think that the American people believe that when they see the drain on their public resources with the law enforcement community having to bring attention to the fentanyl crisis and sex trafficking and drug trafficking and human trafficking. I don't think that they believe that when they see the drain on their public education system and also on their public health system at the hospitals. These emergency rooms are filled with illegal aliens right now. So they're saying, oh, well, you know, the Biden executive orders, that actually might stem our economic recovery. I think the economic recovery is being thwarted because these Democrats have high regulation. They have high taxation. They're crushing innovation and entrepreneurship in America, and they're accommodating a large influx of illegal aliens that continue to burden all Americans through higher costs of commodities. So the bottom line is the economy has been very, very sick since COVID. We know that inflation is totaling 20% over the last three years. It's still double the benchmark where the Federal Reserve wants it to be in terms of a 2% benchmark. It's because they're printing money, they're ruining the economy, they're regulating fossil fuels and having electric vehicle mandates. That's the real crisis here in front of us, our energy crisis, the price of food, the price of not just gasoline and electricity, but everything that we're buying, from textiles to pharmaceuticals. It's all going up because of this socialist agenda from the radical left.
Certainly, cumulative 20% plus inflation since Biden took office having an impact on the kitchen table finances of Americans all across the country. Another impact, Scott, we've had yet another incident of an illegal immigrant who's come into the country, got involved in an altercation, hurt police officers. Do you see this immigration issue as also being a public safety issue?
Yeah, I think that it's the number one issue in America today. In Virginia, we had a sanctuary county, Fairfax, that refused to honor an ICE detainer request on a guy that was released from custody and then went and raped another child in Maryland until he was apprehended. And this is a story that's happening in all of our communities. It happened down in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's happening all across America, in Texas and Arizona and Pennsylvania and New York. All across America, people feel less safe because of this illegal alien invasion. And there's a reason that the murder rates in Venezuela and Nicaragua are plummeting. It's because they're sending those criminals here, and they're coming through this caravan, and we're welcoming them with open arms. This week, our Department of Homeland Security also highlighted a report that said that they were concerned about the public safety of the American people through terrorism. Well, there's been over 500 terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, that have been apprehended on the southern border. How many do you think have made it through the cracks? How many are these lone wolves that are sneaking around in the shadows, ready to attack the innocents of the West? And that should be a real, real concern, in addition to the influx of Chinese illegal aliens that I think are spying on the American people as well.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. As always, Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Club for Growth is a membership organization based out of Washington, D.C., united in the idea of economic opportunity, freedom, and liberty. If you want to learn more, check out clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you.